from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Bo, three takes on the Rashbam's tefillin. There have been some jokes we'll talk about regarding the tefillin of the Rashbam, but it all starts with a comment of the Rashbam on this week's Parsha. We know that in the tefillin, in the head tefillin, there are four sections, Shema, Vayam Shemo, the first two paragraphs of the Shema, and then the two sections from this week's Parsha, which are broken into two, the Kadesh, Vayaki, Vyacha. And then in the arm, all the four scrolls are rolled into one. Now in this section, it mentions the tefillin. That's why it's found in the tefillin. But it's really talking about the redemption of the firstborn. It's talking about Pesach. It's talking about the miracle of the saving of the Jewish firstborn during the plague of the firstborn. And then it says, and this should be as a sign on your arm. What should be a sign? The Pesach should be a sign. The redemption of the firstborn should be a sign. Well, what does it mean? So the Rashbam says, Lafi omek pshuto, according to the depth of the simple meaning. Now, what does that mean? There's the midrashic meaning, and there's the simple meaning. And there are two layers of meaning in the Torah. There's the midrashic meaning, that's the official rabbinic reading of the text, which is how we live our lives. If this verse is talking about tefillin, then it's talking about tefillin. Then there's the simple meaning, meaning that we believe that, according to Rashi introduced this, and Rashbam was a fanatic for this idea, the Ibn Ezra also, and many have accepted this idea, that there's a second layer of meaning, which is also religiously significant. Uriel Simon once wrote an article about the religious significance of the pshat. The simple meaning is also significant. For instance, it says an eye for an eye. Now, halakhically, we don't take an eye for an eye. If you take out someone's eye, God forbid, we don't make you take out your eye. We make you pay for it. But theoretically, the simple meaning is correct. I mean, if you took out someone's eye, you should think about, you deserve to take out your eye. I mean, how could... So we're not going to do that as a court, but theoretically it's true. So there's the simple meaning and there's the deeper meaning. The midrashic meaning. Now, then there's that's the pshat and the drash, the simple and the midrashic. But then there's what Rashbam calls the omek pshuto, the deeper meaning. So here, Rashbam is trying to signal to us that this is very, very deep, and it's a different layer of meaning. He says, what's the simple meaning of putting these ideas on your heart and on your mind and between your eyes? It's like, yelcha zikaron tamid ki'ilu katuv yadecha. The simple meaning is that these things should be on, that they should be a remembrance constantly, as if it's written on your arm. You know, sometimes you want to remember something, doctor and nurse quickly remember something, they write 95 millimeters and they write it on their arm, because they're not going to forget. Someone's in love with a young man are in love with each other, sometimes they'll write the name of their girlfriend, their boyfriend on their arm. They don't want to forget. So it's as if it's written on your arm. And what's the example? How does he know that the Torah and the Tanakh speak this way? It's like a verse in the Song of Songs, 8:6, where it says, place me like a seal on your heart. In other words, one lover speaks to the other and says, put me like a seal, make me like a seal in your heart. As some people have a locket with a picture of their loved one on it. Some people will carve in the desk, you know, the name of their girlfriend, the boyfriend. They want to remember those people. So he says that's what it means in Song of Songs. It doesn't mean that you take a seal and you put it on your heart. It means that it should be always on your heart, always on your mind, always in your memory. So I want to suggest there are three levels here. One level is a level that we cannot accept. It's definitely not what the Rashbam meant. Rashbam was a commentator on the Talmud. Rashbam was Rashi's grandson, the brother of Rabbeinu Tam, part of the Tosfot school. There's no way that he thought that the verse doesn't mean tefillin. Of course it means tefillin. So the first interpretation is that Rashbam suggested that the tefillin should be a concept, not not a practicality. And that's not a possibility. Rashbam was a rabbinic Jew. Surely he believed in the idea of the tefillin. The second interpretation is that just as in the Song of Songs, it says that that your love should be like a seal on my heart, so too over here, the ideas of the tefillin, the idea that God redeemed us and didn't kill our firstborn, the idea he took us out of Egypt, the idea that we have Pesach, to remember the Exodus, these ideas should be so much in your mind that you should inscribe them on your heart. It should be as if it's written on your arm, written between your eyes. You can't forget something if it's written between your eyes. That's the second interpretation. The third interpretation is that he's not only, the Rashbam is not only suggesting a parallel to the Song of Songs, a parallel in which just as over there the love should be written on your heart, so too over here the idea of the Exodus and the miracles thereof should be on your mind and on your heart. No, he's making a deeper parallel to the Song of Songs. He's saying, just as in the Song of Songs, there's a locket of love, like you have a little heart. There's a writing of the love of yourself for the lover. Shir HaShirim in Song of Songs, we interpret that to be between God and the Jewish people. There's that love that we sort of write and inscribe in our hearts. So too over here, it's the same thing. That it's all about love. That the Rashbam's tefillin are not only that, not only should I put these boxes on my arm and on my head, but I should inscribe this loving message on my heart. After all, the first and the second paragraphs of the tefillin talk about love. Avtad Hashem Elokecha. Should love your Lord your God. So it is a love seal, and if the idea is that not just that it's on my arm, on my head, as we spoke about in another video, but it's in my head. I want to put these ideas in my mind, in my body, in myself, in my mind, my memory. What ideas are there? The first two paragraphs speak about love. This paragraph doesn't seem to speak about love. It seems to speak about the Exodus from Egypt. And what Rashbam is telling us is that the story that a Jew should remember that we were saved from the plague of the firstborn is also a love story. The idea that God chose us from the nations is also a love story. The idea that God took us out of Egypt is about our choice. That's when He betrothed us. He married us. That's when we became betrothed to God. That's also a love story. And that's also something you want to put on your heart as a love locket, not just as a remembrance of details. Our job as Jews is not to remember that in 1400 BCE, the Jews went out of Egypt and God did us a favor and took us out. No. It's about love. What Rashbam is telling us is that don't think that only the sections in the Shema and Vayam Shemo, that those are about love. This is also about love. And that's why the Rashbam in Devarim, when he's commenting in Deuteronomy about the Shema, doesn't mention this. He doesn't think that he doesn't need to mention the metaphor over there, the metaphor of love, because over there it's clear. When you're talking about loving God, how much do you love God? You speak about Him when you're in your house. You speak about Him when you're not in your house. You speak about Him when you're coming, in the morning, in the evening. Obviously, it's all about love. You write Him on your doorpost, and you put Him on your arm, you put Him in between your eyes. Of course, that's about love. But this is also about love. The Asher Bachar Banami Kol Amim, we say, Atah Baruch Atah, God chose us from all nations. That is about love. When we speak, the end of the blessing before Shema is that God chose us. The beginning of the bracha is Ava Rabba, of Avas Olam, that an eternal love, He loved us. It's all connected. So Rashbam is saying that this is not only parallel to the verse in the Song of Songs, it's about the same thing. It's about love. So we have three tefillin of the Rashbam. One tefillin is in the old joke. But there was an old Zionist who, he'd come from Eastern Europe, he used to wear the tefillin, he used to be a religious Jew, but then he became a religious, secular, socialist Zionist. And they said to him, what kind of tefillin do you put on? He says, your grandfather used to wear the Rashi's tefillin, and he'd wear the Rabbi Tom's tefillin. Rashi's son, Rashi's grandson, Rashi, his grandson, they had different versions of the tefillin. They would wear two pairs of tefillin. One to Rashi, one of the Rabbi Tam. What do you wear? So the old Zionist, he said, you know what I wear? I wear the Rashbam's tefillin. Now, it's meant as a joke that he didn't wear any tefillin, because the Rashbam said it's just a symbol. Now, I don't agree. I don't think that the joke is correct. I don't think the Rashbam meant there's no tefillin. But the second, the other tefillin that he could have been wearing is the idea that these ideas are not only to be written in a box that we put on our arm, but it's as if it's in our arm. And the third idea, the third tefillin of the Rashbam, is that the ideas of the Exodus and that God saved us from Egypt is not only a historical fact that we have to remember in our minds, but it's a love story of how God saved us and continues to save us even in our times. And that is a true story of love, and that's the real tefillin of the Rashbam. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Elementh Congregation for our discussion of the daily Parsha and the various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.